In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 25, 10, 10, 1928. Jesus just tells Luisa that he blesses her. And, Jesus says to Luisa, as he blesses her, he blesses us. And those that are reading what Jesus dictated to her, that she put down on paper, that she wrote, we are reading. So this blessing comes to us as well. And he says this, I bless you. I pour in you the beneficial dew of the light of my divine volition. Now, this is, he did not bless the saints this way. The saints received it when they got to heaven, but on earth, they didn't have this. Now, why? Our Lady possessed it, this as mother and queen. Jesus possessed it as the Son of God. But Luis is the newborn, the firstborn. And what God gave to her to put down on writing, he wants to happen in us as well, which she breathed in. God wants us to breathe in. So he says, I bless you to make you all shining, this light that makes you appear more beautiful to my sacramental gazes. This is why the children of the divine will are called to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of Jesus in the monstrance, to everything is for the glory of God. He makes us more beautiful in with this beneficial dew of the light of the divine will so that he can delight in what he has created. You know, the artists that I know, when they produce a masterpiece, a work of art, they delight in it. And also others delight in looking at the object, sculpture or etchings or paintings, drawings. And this is what he delights in what he has created. He says, it'll make you appear more beautiful to my sacramental gazing. I shall feel happier being in the tabernacle, gazing at my little prisoner daughter. See, now what we do is we surrender our time to be with him. It's not much as it's not much to surrender an hour for Jesus. It says, and I invested and I bound by the sweet chains of my divine will that I find in you, Luisa, and in us. So every time I bless you, so he blesses us continuously. I shall make the life of my divine volition grow in you. Now that's Jesus' promise to Luisa and those that are with Luisa. Every time I bless you, I shall make the life of my divine will grow in you. So this is something that the saints didn't have on earth. They did the will of God, but to live in the will of God, they never read volume 11 through 19. They never read Receiving the Divine Inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. They had volume 1 through volume 10. That's how to do the will of God. And they became great saints, but there's so few great saints. Jesus wants every one of his children to become a great saint. He wants every one of us to not only become a great saint like the saints, but then to live in the divine will, to have the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, more than what he gave to the saints, because it wasn't time for them to have it. Like it wasn't time for Moses and King David to be baptized, ontologically changed at holy baptism in the image, no longer the image and likeness of Adam, but the image and likeness, image of God. This is what happens with this great gift of the divine will. We enter into God's image through holy baptism. And now with the likeness of God, as we read, little by little, this is happening to us as much as we want or as little as we want. So the saints never received, the men of the and women of the Old Testament never received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Why? It wasn't time. They never received the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Why? It wasn't time. And then when Jesus came, then it was time. That's why the great saints appear after the after Jesus is born, Jesus' crucifixion, death, and resurrection, as he redeems mankind. Now we can echo, if we want to say, the exterior life of Jesus in the saints, doing the will of God. But now Jesus is teaching us through Louisa how to live in the will of God, the interior life of Jesus, the interior life of Mary. So he says this: how beautiful is the company of the one who does my divine will. My divine will brings into the depth of the soul the echo of everything I, Jesus, do in this holy host. Now, you have to remember that with St. Faustina, Jesus says, I want you to become a living host. And then with Louisa, he says, this is how you become a living host. So even though St. Faustina heard Jesus say, I want you to become a living host, she didn't know how to do this. With Louisa, almost at the exact same time Jesus was speaking to St. Faustina, Jesus was telling Louisa how to become a living host. How beautiful is the company of the soul who does my divine will. That's the saints. My divine will then brings into the depth of the soul the echo of everything I do now in the Holy Host. And therefore, I do not feel alone in my acts. I feel that this soul, praying together with me, Jesus, and our supplications, our sighs, united together, we ask for the same thing, that the divine will be known and that his kingdom come soon. This goes back to prayer. We pray one with Jesus, one with Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And Jesus says, I don't feel alone anymore. I feel that the souls praying in the divine will together with me, our supplications, our sighs, united together, we ask the Father for the same thing, that the divine will be known and that his kingdom come soon. Known, loved, and possessed. So this is the beauty of this great gift of the divine will. You're going to learn to fall deeper and deeper in love with Jesus, deeper and deeper in love with Mary. This is the thing that God is asking. And he's asking us to let him do this in us. Volume 25, 10, 17, 19, 28. Each additional knowledge on the divine will. Sorry. Each additional knowledge on the divine will is a greater enchantment that the human will shall undergo. This enchantment, this manifestation, this transformation. He calls it transmutation. This knowledge gives a transmutation, an enhancement that the human will undergo. What does that mean? It's no longer in charge. The I did it my way is going to be a horrible song to us. It's going to be the way Jesus does it, the way Mary does it. It can be said that all the truths that I, Jesus, have told you, Louisa, about my divine will are as many paths in order to make the divine will, in order for the divine will to make its way into the human will that shall first prepare and then form my kingdom in the midst of humanity. So with Louisa is the firstborn. Louisa is the newborn. Louisa is the one who has said yes to God. I want you, Lord, to use your divine will to form these paths to make its way into me, Louisa says, my human will, that shall first prepare and then form my kingdom. At that point, Jesus says, I made the universe for humanity. I made the human will for God. God wants to reign in us. God wants to rule in us. God wants to gaze in our gazing, listen in our listening, speak in our speaking, pray in our praying. God wants to beat in our heart beating. God wants to breathe in our breathing. That's why he created us, so that we could participate in him. So when you take it, you say, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take a breath. That's Jesus breathing in your breathing. It seems like you're doing it, but he takes us at our word. And little by little, he leads us, he guides us, he directs us. And then, therefore, you take delight in breathing. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. You take delight. Jesus, breathe in my heart beating. You take delight in washing the dishes. Jesus, wash in my washing. You take delight driving. Jesus, drive in my driving. You take delight because you're one with Jesus. You're surrendering your will to the Lord. I don't want to do anything in the human will anymore. I want the divine will to reign in me. And so we start out with our prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day. This is glorious. This is magnificent. To begin to live this life, making this divine will way, making its way into our human will. No longer is my human will going to be in charge. Again, what is my human will? It's what we do when we go to confession. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live like this at all. I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid every near occasion of sin. I don't want to even get near it. And what is it? It's your human will. Your human will is causing all your miseries. That's why when you make a good confession and you go to confession, you're full of grace. You're happy. And that's why the sacraments and sacramentals are so essential for us. It gives us, Jesus says, the medicine to deal with the situation that we're in. We've been redeemed, but we're not sanctified yet. We're still under the thumb of the evil one, but sanctification is close. The time of the evil one is coming to an end. The 6,000 years is over. We're on overtime at this point. God's going to win. It's going to be a great time for humanity. So he says to Louisa, here in this tabernacle, I, God, pray continuously. But do you know what my first prayer is? That my divine will be known. Okay, so why do we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? We're praying with Jesus, his first prayer. May the divine will be known. Lord, may the divine will be known. May every heartbeat that I have, every breath I take, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, I want it to proclaim, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He says, I want my divine will to be known, that its rule that keeps me hidden may rule over all of humanity and may reign and dominate in them. See, he wants us to become living hosts. In fact, only when my divine will is known and only when it is informed in humanity, its kingdom, then its kingdom shall my sacramental life have its complete fruit, have the fulfillment of so many sacrifices, have the restoration of my life in humanity. So what is the reason for the Holy Eucharist? He says to form its kingdom, the sacramental life has its fruit, the fulfillment of the sacrifices and restoration of the life of Jesus in humanity. See, that's why after Holy Mass ends right after communion. Holy Mass ends right after communion. Why? You have the final prayer, you have the final blessing. The church does not want to interfere with your communion with Jesus. And this is at the time that 15 minutes, Jesus teaches Louisa this, that the host is reigning in you. It's your communion with Jesus. It's not a time for fellowship. It's a time for falling in love with Jesus, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. And this is what happens when you make a spiritual communion as well. And you can make spiritual communions all throughout the day, adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him and worshiping him. Remember what he said to St. Gertrude. He came with two ciboriums, one silver ciborium, one gold ciborium. The silver ciborium, he says, are the spiritual communions. The gold ciborium is the real communions that you receive. He says, both are important to me. The whole reason for being Catholic is to prepare ourselves for the perennial communion that we're going to have with God that Adam had. when Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. That's a perennial communion. This is why God is getting us ready. We have to discipline ourselves to be with Jesus in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We have to discipline ourselves to receiving Holy Communion, being in communion with God. My sacramental life will then have its complete fruit, Jesus says, the fulfillment and of my sacrifices and the restoration of my life in each soul. See, we haven't seen anything yet. God is asking us, are you ready to take this next step? Are you ready to let this third fiat happen? The first fiat was creation. The second fiat was redemption. The third fiat is sanctification. Are you ready for what I'm going to do? He says, I am here, hidden in the Eucharist, making many sacrifices to wait for the triumph, to wait for the kingdom of my divine will on earth as it is in heaven. You too, pray. And as you echo my prayer, this is the Our Father, I hear you continue speaking by putting all my acts and all my created things in motion. And you ask me, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, that my will be known, that my will be formed in humanity, in humanity, its kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Do you see what Jesus is asking of us? Now is the time to pray more than we've ever prayed before. And it's in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, to know the divine will and form the divine will in each and every one of us so the kingdom can have its reign again on earth as Adam had in paradise. Your echo and mine are one. We're never doing anything alone and again. Jesus, pray in my praying. I want to echo your prayer. And we ask for the same thing. Everything may return back to the eternal fiat and its just rights be given back to the divine will. That their children, the children of God, begin to be in God's image and likeness again. This is why everything seems to be falling apart, but God's getting everything in order. He's showing us very clearly, what do you want? Do you want darkness or do you want light? Do you want heaven? Do you want hell? Do you want Lucifer or do you want Jesus? Do you want heaven or earth? What do you want? Jesus says, I have to give you everything that you want because time has come to an end. It's ending. And wherever we are, that's where we stay. It's to turn to Jesus with our whole heart, mind, and soul and say, I want what you want, Lord. I want your kingdom to reign in me. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says. I want it to reign now. I want it to rule. I want to be one with you. I want everything to return back to the eternal fiat. I want you, Lord, to have the rights given back to you, that we live as your children in your image and likeness. See then how much analogy, I'm saying it wrong, there is between you and me. Once I get a block, it's there for a long time. It's between you and me. The most beautiful one is that I, Jesus, want you, what you, Jesus, want. I, Jesus, want what you, Louisa, want. And he's saying this to us. When we're one with God and want the divine will, he says, I want what you want. We are both sacrificed for a cause that's so holy. Now, Louisa has done this with her whole life. Jesus is offering this to us. Are you willing to give up your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity to the point of no more sin? Are you willing to give this up by starving worry? You're not going to worry anymore. I'm sorry, I'm not worrying. I trust Jesus. Fear, I'm not going to be fearful. I trust Jesus. Anger, hostility, negativity, complaining. Are you willing to give all of that up? And when we say yes, God goes, prove it. Where is the peace? Where is the joy? Where is the happiness that I want you to live in? And this is the great thing about the divine will. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. Why? What Jesus wants, I want. What Jesus wants, Mary wants. We are both sacrificed for this cause that is holy, that has given us that example, is the one who has given us that example, that human born of original sin is Louisa. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn. I want to become one with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. I'm 25, 10, 28, 28. Now, so that the kingdom of our divine will may reign in the midst of humanity, it is necessary that humanity absorbs into herself all of these acts of the divine will done for love of them. That's the acts of Jesus and Mary. Jesus breathed in my breathing. Jesus beat in my heart beating. Jesus walk in my walking. Jesus read in my reading. Jesus pray in my praying. It is necessary that humanity absorbed into themselves all these acts of the divinity done for love of them, absorb them so much into their self as to enclose within ourselves everything that my fiat possesses. Everything, the interiorizing everything in them, consummating them within everything that God has done within ourselves. It's to begin to live the life of Jesus, to live the life of Mary. And Jesus says, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you're anticipating hell. That's hell. If you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, you're anticipating heaven. He says, if you're peaceful, joyful, and happy, he says, I am there. I'm not worried. I'm not fearful. I'm not complaining. I'm not anxious. I'm not negative. That's the evil one. He's doomed. We have been given the gift that says in baptism, you are now in my image, Jesus, God says. And now with the book of heaven being Catholic, now I want you to enter into my likeness. You have the sacraments and sacramentals. Watch what I'm going to do now. I want to enclose everything within you. I want my fiat. I want you to possess my fiat. I want you to interiorize everything that I've taught you, all the truths, all the manifestations, all the lessons, all the promises that I've given to Louisa. I want you to consume them. I want you to consummate them within yourself. So my divine will, consummated within the soul, shall make this whole divine army re-enter into the soul. What's the army? It's everything that Jesus speaks. Everything that Jesus says is the divine army that's going to conquer miserable humanity. It's going to force the evil one out. See, the evil one, when Adam started to stop praying in the divine will, when he sinned, the devil was happy. I stopped God's plan. When Jesus and Mary came to earth and left, he was happy. There was no one singing there, this harmony that Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, were singing in the divine will. Now with Louisa, it's begun again. And every person that starts reading the divine will, every person that starts falling in love with Jesus and Mary, they start echoing this great, I love you. And this harmony, this music. All of our acts came out of us for love of humanity in creation and redemption. And now with sanctification, everything shall re-enter back into humanity. And my divine will, when it re-enters and consummated within them, they shall feel the triumph. That's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. They shall reign dominant together with our divine army. Everything, the word of God is so powerful. Everything that Jesus says is the army that's going to conquer the evil one. It's the beautiful music of heaven. Jesus as the perfect human, Mary as the perfect human, sing this praise to God, this army that cannot be defeated. The gates of hell will not prevail against my church. So Jesus is asking us, he's given us the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, to fight. How? With love. Now, it's not a war of blood, Jesus says, to praise God and to love God and to glorify God and to worship God as Jesus did with the Father. This is the divine life that he wants us. That drop of water put into the chalice with fuses and diffuses into wine It's no longer water and it's not oil and water. It doesn't separate. God is saying to us, may we share in the divinity. Jesus says, this is why I do nothing but make you sip continuously. Everything was done by us, triune God. And that is done in creation, done in redemption, and now being done in sanctification. So as to be able to say once again, as I did on the cross, I have consummated everything. I have nothing left to do in order to redeem man. So shall my divine will repeat. I have consummated it in this creature, Louisa, in a way that all our acts have been enclosed in Louisa. I have nothing left to add to Louisa. I have consummated everything so that mankind might be restored and the kingdom of my divine will may have its life and its regime on earth as it does in heaven because of this newborn. Jesus said to Louisa, the destiny of the world is found in you, Louisa. The saints were the saints of redemption. Louisa was called Louisa La Santa. She is, as Father Bucci says, she is going to be known as the saint of sanctification. We participate in what God has given to her. She's the newborn. She's the firstborn. Wait till you read all the titles that Jesus gives to Louisa. Go to LuisaPicaretta.me. Look at the titles Jesus gave to Louisa. 2,200 titles. And as you read them, you keep on stopping and going, who is this? Who is this newborn? Why doesn't everybody know her? Well, Padre Pio says that the world and the church in the third millennium will focus on Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. Louisa, he says, is a second sun that will give light and life to everyone and everything. As the sun goes down in the west, there's no more darkness that's coming. We go back to what God wanted humanity to possess from the beginning. It's going to explode, if I don't know, I should use the word explode. It's going to, this life, this sanctification is going to make creation look more beautiful, redemption more beautiful. It's the fulfillment of creation, fulfillment of redemption, Jesus says. Jesus says, oh, Louisa, if you only knew how many works I am doing in the depth of your soul in order to form this first kingdom to my divine will. In fact, once I have done the first from one creature, Louisa, it shall pass on to the next in such a way that my kingdom shall be populated more than all the other kingdoms put together. We haven't seen anything yet. Therefore, my love in forming this kingdom of mine is so great that in the soul in whom my divine will must reign, that's Louisa, I, God, want to enclose everything that I did myself in redemption and that it, what the sovereign queen did, adding what all the saints have done and now do. Nothing must be lacking in Louisa. Of all our divine works, in order to do this, I put the whole of our power, the whole of our divine wisdom, the whole of our divine love in motion. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. As we read, he keeps on giving us glimpses. Wait till you see what I'm going to do. It's going to be a surprise for God's children where it will be ecstasy for us. And for those who don't want God, it will be wailing and grinding of teeth for eternally, because they know they didn't want this. And they've proved it by not wanting it. We haven't seen anything. The divine power, the divine wisdom, the divine love of God is in motion with this sanctification that's very close. After this, I was thinking about today's feast, the feast of the Christ the King. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, the church does nothing but intuitively grasps what she must know on my divine will and how my kingdom must come. Therefore, this feast is a prelude of the kingdom of my divine fiat. Indeed, the church is doing nothing other than honoring my holy humanity with those titles that by right are due to it. I was just talking about the titles of Louisa that are due to Louisa. Jesus has done this to a human. And when she has given me all the honors that befit me, the church shall move on to honor, to institute the feast of the kingdom of my divine will. That's another great feast day that's coming. That'll probably be, you know, it's the harvest. The church is going to honor the institute of the feast of the kingdom, the harvest that's coming, by which my holy humanity was animated. The church proceeds step by step, and now she institutes the feast to my sacred heart. Now she consecrates the century to my sacred heart, and in all solemnity to Christ the Redeemer. And now she moves on with greater solemnity to institute the feast of Christ the King. Christ the King means that Jesus must have his kingdom. Jesus must have his people worthy of such a king. And who shall ever be able to form this for me, this kingdom, if not my most holy divine will? Yes, I shall be able to say, I have my people. My fiat has formed it for me. Oh, if the leaders of the Holy Church only knew what I have manifested to you, Louisa, about my most holy divine will, what I want to do with its great prodigies, my divine yearning, my divine sorrowful heartbeats, my divine anguishing sighs, for what I want my divine will to reign. I want it to make everyone happy. I want to restore the human family. They would feel that this feast of Christ the King is nothing other than the secret echo of my sacred heart, knowing in them without their knowing it, they has in them institute for me the feast of Christ the King in order to call their attention, call their reflection. Christ the King and his true people, where are they? And they would say, let us hasten to make the divine, his most holy divine will known. Let it reign that we may give a people to Christ the King, whom we have called so, because we, the church, have called it so. Otherwise, we have honored him with words, but not with facts. Volume 25, 113, 1929. I was continuing praying my round, and this is one of the things that Jesus is going to teach us. Jesus is going to teach us how to continue to pray the rounds. Praying the rounds are the most essential thing that are needed at this time. It's the way Jesus prayed. It's the way Mary prayed. It's the way Adam prayed. He began to see on every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water, and I love you. Today, when it's hot, oh, it's so hot outside. When it's cold, oh, it's so cold outside. When it's snowing, oh, it's snowing outside. When it's raining, oh, it's raining. We're complaining about everything. Praying the rounds is adoring God for every drop of water, adoring God for every molecule of air, praising God for every grain of sand. We're seeing the divine, I love you. When you walk on the beach and you see something down on the ground and you pick it up and you go, wow, look at this. That was there from the beginning of time for you. God planned this for you. One thing that we see, we recognize as beautiful, not even thanking God for the beauty, but all of creation is beautiful. All of redemption is beautiful. So this is what you're going to learn in praying the round of creation, round of redemption. You're going to fall more in love with Jesus, more in love with Our Lady, more in love with the new Adam and the new Eve, by what Jesus taught Louisa. I was continuing praying my round in the acts of the divine fiat, and as I reached the point in which I would accompany the prophets, see, there's no time or space in the divine will. You can go back in time. There's no time or space. Jesus says, what I give my children of the divine will is by location. It's not the by location of the saints. Jesus takes us where he wants to take us. You'll go back and visit the prophets when the divine volition manifested itself to them, how and when the coming future of the Redeemer was going to take place, how the prophets longed for him, and with tears and prayers and penances made everything they did. She said, I made everything they did my own. See, you're going to pray in a way that you've never prayed before, because all of this was the fruits of the eternal fiat, and I offered it in order to impetrate its kingdom upon earth, in order to beg God. Listen what the prophets prayed for, longing for the Messiah. We long for the kingdom. The Essenes longed for God. Who are the Essenes? Our Lady's parents, John the Baptist's parents. Andrew and Peter. Remember Peter, Andrew ran to Peter. We found the Messiah. You know, it's all the prophets, all the men of the Old Testament were longing for the Messiah. And now what Jesus is saying to us, you have to be the Essenes longing for the kingdom more than anything else. So she said, I made all the longing for the Messiah my own. Why? Because I want the fruit of the eternal fiat. I offered this longing that they longed for the Messiah, now my own, to long for the kingdom, to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. You see how your prayer life is going to change. When you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, the kingdom's going to come. And he's offering this to us. Would you be willing to be in a scene of today, praying and longing for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? That's what I see the little children of the Holy Divine Will is. We're longing for the kingdom. We're not just saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be the name of the kingdom. No, it's Lord God. I want this alive in me. I want this alive in all of humanity. I want the regeneration of all humanity to live this abundant life, this life of sanctification, this life of the third fiat. My daughter, the kingdom of redemption and the kingdom of my divine fiat hold hands. And since it is also a universal good, a Catholic good, in such a way that if they want it so, all can call to enter into it. If you wish, Jesus says, it is necessary that many, that's us hopefully, know the news about the divine will, and that the divine will be conceived in our minds, in our hearts, and in our souls, in the words and the works of the hearts of so many, so that through the prayers and desires and a holier way of life, they may dispose themselves to receive the kingdom of my divine fiat into their midst. That's what John Paul II said. We're going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. Quoting St. Honorable de Francia, a new and divine way of holiness is coming to the earth. Your prayers, your desires, a holier way of life, disposing ourselves to receive the kingdom of the divine fiat in us, into our midst, into our hearts, our minds, our souls, and into all of humanity. If news is not divulged, my manifestations shall not act as trumpeters, nor shall the acknowledges of my divine fiat fly from mouth to mouth. Everyone's talking about this. Everybody who knows Luisa is talking about this. And people are looking at him like, are you crazy? What are you talking about? How come I haven't heard about it? It's a secret. It's hidden, just like Bethlehem was hidden, just like the Blessed Mother is hidden, just like Luisa is hidden. What God loves, he keeps to himself. He keeps close to himself. But it's flying mouth to mouth, forming the conception in the minds and the prayers and the sighs and the desires of humanity. My divine volition shall not make its triumphal entrance of coming into reign upon earth if this is not done. How necessary is that the knowledges about my fiat divine be known. That's why God has given you the book of heaven. It's as much as you want or as little as you want. Not only this, but that it may be known by divine will already wants to come to reign on earth as it does in heaven into the midst of humanity and to the priests as new prophets, through their word, as well as through the writings and the works, the task is given of acting as trumpeters in order to make known what regards my divine fiat. So it's Jesus says, I give this to the priests. The priests are in charge of the second bread, the suprasubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, as the fathers are in charge of the bread for their families. Now Jesus says the priest will be in charge of this first bread, the bread of the divine will. And the task is given to the priests to act as trumpeters, to proclaim, to make known where regards my divine fiat. Jesus says, I'm going to change the priesthood. I'm going to make it the way I wanted it from the beginning. And the miracles that are going to come through the priesthood are unheard of prodigies. We haven't seen anything yet. This new beginning, if you want to say, of all of humanity is going to be astonishing. And Jesus says, nor would their crime be lesser that if the prophets had hidden my redemption, if they do not occupy themselves as much as they can with regards to my most holy divine will, they themselves will be the cause of a good so great that neither being known nor received by humanity and to suffocate the kingdom of my divine will, to keep it suspended, a good so great that there is no other similar to it. Okay. The crime is so great that there's no anything similar to this crime. And is this perhaps not a crime? So Jesus says, I give this to my church so that my priests may proclaim this from the rooftops. This is what he says. I recommend to you, on your part, do not omit anything and pray for those priests who must occupy themselves with making known this good that is so great, that's going to change the face of the earth. Then he added to Louisa with a most tender and afflicted note, my daughter, this was the purpose for which I, God, permitted the necessity of the priest, the coming of the priest each day to you. Louisa said, this was one of her biggest sorrows. She would say to Jesus, don't bother the priest. You know, they got more important things than come to see me. And Jesus says, no, this was the reason I permitted the necessity of the priest coming to you, that you, Louisa, might deposit in the priests as a sacred deposit all the truths that I, Jesus, have spoken to you, Louisa, about my divine fiat, and that the priests be attentive, that the priests be faithful executors of what I, God, want. That is, the priests making known the kingdom of my divine will. This is what God is waiting for. We haven't seen anything yet. Everyone's going to be Catholic. There'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Everyone's going to have this universal life that God breathed into Adam. It's coming back to humanity. Be certain, I would not have permitted the priest coming if it were not for the purpose of fulfilling my great designs over the destiny of the human family. So why did the priest go to see Louisa every day? Why did they celebrate Mass in her room every day? Why did Pope Leo XIII give permission for Louisa to have Mass in her room? Why did Pope Pius X continue to have Louisa have a daily Mass in her room? Why did the Archbishop send St. Honorable de Francia to be Louisa's spiritual director? For the destiny of the world. This is where we are. We haven't seen anything yet. What is coming is so beautiful. What is coming is so holy. What is coming is so of heaven. Redemption is going to have its fullness. Creation is going to have its fullness. Sanctification is going to be the rest. Jesus says that in creation, Every leaf on a tree is an I love you. Every blade of grass, everything is an I love you. But there's more I love yous in redemption of the tears and the sweat and the blood of Jesus and Mary. There's more I love yous there. But sanctification is more I love yous than creation and redemption combined. The fullness of creation isn't here yet. The fullness of redemption isn't here yet. That is sanctification. And that's what God is offering to us. He's offering to us this new and divine way of holiness. This is a glorious time to be alive. It's a glorious time. We'll be back in an hour and 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.